They say on Burwood Highway there are no neutrals here. You either be a union lass or a thug for private aged care. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
I'm 3CR, and I was wondering if you would tell me why you've come here today.
I've come because I was brought.
Basically because I've worked in aged care for 35 years and I'm now her full-time carer because I won't put her in a nursing home, not with what I've seen. And
I'm from 3CR.
Oh.
And I was wondering why you were here today.
I used to work in disability care and I'm also very familiar with the problems in nursing homes, and the staff to patient or client ratio is abhorrent. And I also have a background in nursing. So you just cannot do proper care when you have too many, when there's only one of you and, you know, a dozen patients.
Also, as a worker, you need colleagues to support you, don't you?
Absolutely, yes.
And so it was important enough for you to come here?
Yes.
And support the rally?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, because of poor staff-to-patient ratios, people are dying. People have been dying through this pandemic and, you know, in aged care. You have to have a secure number of staff. You know, the lives of these grandmothers and grandfathers, they're important. Their life is important to their grandkids and their children. And to have that just dismissed because, oh, we need to make a better profit. I'm a firm believer in people before your profits.
Jess.
G'day, Jess. I'm from 3CR, and I was just wondering why you're here and your experiences in aged care.
Yeah, so we're here today because, you know, aged care, it's just awful what's going on. It's been happening for years, and a year on since the findings from the Royal Commission were released, and nothing's been done. And, you know, aged care workers and residents deserve so much more than this.
I was thinking, talking to people about how terrible it actually is, how difficult it must be for a person who is a professionally trained person to be left responsible for an area that they can't actually apply their professional skills to.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you become a healthcare worker because you want to help people, you know, and particularly when they need it most. And you're unable to fulfill that inherent role because, you know, staffing shortages are just abysmal. You're working multiple jobs to be able to, you know, live off, you know, provide for your family. And it's also awful, you know, working conditions which means that residents are missing out on their basic cares. You know, things are being rushed and not done properly. So it really does dehumanise it, and it means that rather than actually providing that holistic care for an individualised care for the residents, it's just more task orientated, and you're just trying to get through your task list.
So what they've done is taken away the level of trained professional nurses, registered nurses, to sort of like one in, I don't know, it's pretty outrageous.
Yeah, for sure. And that's one of the things that we've seen is, you know, PCAs because registered nurses are more expensive, you know, but there's a reason that they're there. They're highly trained and highly qualified, and you know, they're able to, you know, we're trained to complete, thorough, complex assessments and, you know, understand when something isn't right and know when to escalate it to, you know, whether to send the resident to hospital or, you know, notify the doctor. So obviously when you strip an aged care facility of that, you know, you run the risk of all of these, you know, that a resident deteriorating because you don't have the skilled staff on site to be able to recognise and escalate it appropriately. And another thing that we have seen as well is a lot of PCAs are doing in-house training so that they can administer medications. And again, it's something that, you know, some medications, not all of them, but it's, again, it's something where, you know, that is traditionally a registered nurse's role. There's always risks with, you know, administering medication, and when you don't have that qualification or that skill or knowledge to apply that to the resident when you're administering medication, it means, again, that there's the risks that come along with that.
So they're devolving, the employer is devolving the responsibility for any adverse situations to those underqualified workers.
Yeah, so it's about trying to, you know, save money at the end of the day. Like, bottom line, that's what it's about. And it's just appalling because this is a human right. Everyone should have access to healthcare, and you know, the elderly or should not be you know, exempt from that.
Now, I know you guys are all out here today, and that's a show of strength, and it's important.
Mm-hmm.
How important is the union? Because do you have any conversations with your employers that actually are fruitful, other than with the union?
Yeah, so it's incredibly important, particularly in aged care, because, you know, you find that there's so many different employers. Often, you know, the staff will not be aware of their basic rights, you know, as an employee. And it's so important to have the union on your side to also hold the employer accountable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, I just really hope that, you know, the federal government people who are enrolled to vote in the upcoming federal election take this serious. And you know, why would we risk having the coalition government in power again when they've already had 12 months to implement the recommendations from the Aged Care Royal Commission, and they haven't done that? I just think we need something done now.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That we sent out in February 14 to 17 of this year with 5,000 respondents. So 99% of them said that reduced staffing has impacted on missed care. And we asked them to detail what that missed care actually looked like. And 60% of that missed care was missed hygiene, basic hygiene, brushing teeth, brushing hair, you know, washing, cleaning, things that we expect our elders to get as a basic principle of human rights. They also said mental health support, so psychogeriatric areas or even just basic mental health support they weren't getting. Access to family, access to visitors, we knew that was really, really challenging throughout the last 12 months. And sadly, a lot of our members said that they were at breaking point, that they were ready to walk out. Really, really heartbreaking stories of just inability to staff. One enrolled nurse, three PCAs to 123 residents. Shame. We asked them to describe their worst shift and they said, it's a war zone. There's people sitting in their own feces and urine. It's disgusting. I heard the other day about a rural aged care facility out in the regions which had no hospitality staff. They were actually ordering takeaway for residents to feed them. It is a disgrace that our elders are being treated like this. We have been talking about this for a very long time. Scott Morrison needs to now put action into place. And we also saw the cracks come through during the COVID pandemic. We realised then that we actually have two systems working in Victoria. We have the public aged care system, which is regulated by the Andrews state government. And in that system, we see ratios. We see 1-7, 1-8, 1-15 on the night shift. We see far more regulation and, tragically, All the deaths that happened during the COVID pandemic, say wave two, did not happen in the public aged care system. That in itself is a stark difference. Those two systems don't interact and don't work. The private aged care system is regulated by the Commonwealth. That's why we're calling on the Scott Morrison government to do something. That's right, it's not regulated at all, I agree. There is no ratios in private aged care, and that is absolutely at the fault of the Scott Morrison government. So what I want to do today is implore you to take any action that you can. So contact your federal MP. We are here today outside federal MP Gladys Liu's office. So she is the federal MP for Chisholm. And we're asking every single sitting federal MP to look very hard at themselves and ask themselves why you don't have an aged care policy that actually makes action after the Aged Care Royal Commission. We need them to do something now, and it's far too late and it's not too much to ask. That's our campaign. It's not too much to ask. One thing that you can do today, and we're asking everyone who attends the rally today to do, is to jump on our campaign website. So it's itsnottoomuch.com. You can actually send an immediate email to your federal MP asking them to take action and prioritise aged care today. So we're asking each of you to do that. That's one small thing that you can do to help aged care workers and to help residents and families who are desperately in need of it. I'm going to hand over now to our Federal Assistant Secretary, Laurianne Sharp, to say a few more words.
Thanks, Maddie. Great. Good morning, everyone, and it's so fantastic to see such a large turnout, even despite our horrible Melbourne weather. It is a very important day. Today marks the 12-month anniversary of the Aged Care Royal Commission report, and sadly, there has been very little change. This is a Royal Commission report that was 2 years in the making, over 10,000 public submissions, 23 public hearings, and it cost the taxpayers $104 million. From that Royal Commission report, we got 148 recommendations, and at the heart of those recommendations is the problem with chronic understaffing. Staffing is the anchor in aged care. There is just not enough staff to go around to meet the basic care needs of the residents. Now, we've seen during the Omicron wave, this government was warned. This government was warned for years, for a decade, about the chronic understaffing, yet they did nothing. And we have seen the devastation and, tragically, 821 preventable deaths just this year in residential private aged care. This is simply not good enough. Shame on you, the Morrison government. There is time. We must act now. We cannot stand for this any longer. We need minimum mandated ratios in all aged care facilities with adequate skill mix. We need RNs 24/7 around the clock. We need a national law that enforces this. We currently this does not exist, and the government has done nothing to address it. We need transparency and accountability about how the taxpayers' money, 80% of which is funded into private aged care, 80% of your money into private aged care with absolutely no strings attached. So it goes to providers' profits. It is not tied to care. This must change. This election must see change. And lastly, for the dedicated workforce who have been stretched so thin, I mean, the stories are absolutely heartbreaking. We've had to seek army support because there simply isn't enough staff to give people meals, to give them water, nearly attend to their acute needs. We've seen an increase in urinary tract infections in the elderly because they haven't been given water. That leads to confusion, delirium. It leads to people falling in corridors. Nurses are torn. Do they go to the person who needs pain management or the person who's fallen in the corridor? This is human rights abuse, and it should not be happening in our country. These workers deserve so much more, and the people they look after them deserve dignity and respect. We're now going to hear from Stacey, who's an aged care nurse, and who's here with her daughter today, Stacey and Sophie. Thanks, Stacey.
Thank you. I'm sure I speak on behalf of all the aged care workers and family and just general carers that it needs to change now. It's too hard. working. I've seen many of my peers leave and not turn back, you know, because COVID. Just like you said, the general care, the general needs of these patients, they're going without, and they pay, you know, a lot of money to be in some of these places. They deserve the dignity, the right to just have that general care. So the patient ratio needs to change.
I'm going to say, what do we want? And you're going to say, more aged care staff. And then I'm going to say, when do we want it? And you're going to say,
yeah.
All right, so you know this, champ. What do we want?
More aged care staff.
When do we want it?